Bush administration officials have submitted legislation to Capitol Hill to help reduce Medicare spending. Mary Agnes, could you tell us about that?
The legislation aims to control the growth of Medicare spending in several ways, including requiring Medicare beneficiaries with higher incomes to pay a larger share of their monthly premiums for Medicare drug coverage, and by increasing the use of electronic medical records and health information technology.
Why did the administration submit this bill to Congress?
A provision in the 2003 Medicare drug law requires the president to submit legislation to Congress to curb Medicare spending or to increase revenues when, for two consecutive years, Medicare trustees issue a warning that the program is expected to draw 45% of its funding from general revenues for the current fiscal year or for any of the next six fiscal years. Medicare trustees issued that warning in both their 2006 and 2007 reports, setting off the Medicare trigger, as it is known.
What's the next step?
It's hard to imagine that in an election year, Congress would take action on a bill to reduce Medicare spending. Several Democrats panned the legislation. For example, House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman John Dingell, a Democrat of Michigan, called the Medicare trigger, in his words, arbitrary and little more than a scare tactic to promote cuts to the most successful program, social program of our time. But many Republicans praised the legislation as a necessary step to controlling growing entitlement spending. Senator Judd Gregg, a Republican from New Hampshire, said he would introduce the bill after the President's Day recess and said that the chamber should consider it as quickly as possible.
The Senate recently voted to stop a Medicaid regulation dealing with targeted case management services. Mary Agnes, could you recap that for us?
As part of the chamber's debate on an Indian health bill, the Senate voted to block the Medicaid regulation, which is set to take effect March the 3rd. The regulation would limit Medicaid reimbursement for ancillary services, such as helping beneficiaries find housing and jobs that states offer as part of case management plans. The administration has said that audits from the Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General and from the Government Accountability Office have found that states have inappropriately billed Medicaid for some of these services and that the regulation was an attempt to curb those abuses.
What's the state of play on the Indian health measure?
The bill, sponsored by Senator Byron Dorgan, a Democrat of North Dakota, would reauthorize the Indian Health Service, which is the primary health services program for about 1.8 million American Indians and Alaska Natives on reservations. The measure would authorize $35 billion for the program over the next 10 years. Fiscal 2008 funding for the Indian Health Service is about $3 billion. And the chamber is expected to take final action on the bill after the President's Day recess.
A House panel examining the Food and Drug Administration's drug approval process has raised concerns about how the agency reviews new drug applications. Mary Agnes, what's happened there?
Members of the House Energy and Commerce Oversight and Investigations panel said that the findings from the subcommittee's investigation into the handling of fraudulent data submitted to FDA to gain marketing approval for the antibiotic Ketek has cast doubt on the integrity of the agency's drug approval process.
What issues were raised at the hearing?
Witnesses noted several problems with data submitted to FDA, including that patients enrolled in the clinical trial for the drug were enrolled within minutes of each other and were enrolled at times and on days when the company hired to monitor the trial was closed. An investigator told the panel that most of the consent forms looked as if someone else other than the patient participating in the clinical trial had signed them.
As part of its investigation, the subcommittee also asked for a briefing book prepared for FDA Commissioner Andrew von Eschenbach. Did they obtain that, Mary Agnes?
No, they did not. Department of Health and Human Services declined to turn the document over, saying that the FDA has provided more than 80,000 pages of information and they've made many staff members available to the panel for interviews. Turning over the briefing book, the agency contends, would compromise frank discussions between staff and senior officials and their ability to have informed testimony before Congress.
What's been the reaction?
House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman John Dingell, a Democrat from Michigan, and Energy and Commerce Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee Chairman Bart Stupak, who's also a Democrat from Michigan, have threatened to hold HHS Secretary Michael Leavitt in contempt because he has not turned over the requested documents. Separately, Stupak has called for von Eschenbach's resignation, saying that the agency isn't doing its job and that a change in leadership is necessary.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey.